Welcome in State Senator Mike Groney, the Lincoln County Senator, is joining us for our weekly legislative update. Senator Groney, how was your week?
Good. Went back to making a living.
Good. Back to the grindstone, so to speak.
I was down in Kansas, and I just got a bunch of harassment from some of my friends down there that they get to watch a college football game here in the next weekend or two.
How nice for them.
We have high school football, but we can't have college football?
Because we joined a bunch of Eastern people that have Democrats for governor.
Mm-hmm.
And on a conference we should have never joined, but I won't go there. But, anyway.
Not that you have an opinion on that either.
Well,
right?
But I figure it this way. I go back to the individual. There's 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids, young people who get one shot at life, and they get to play football. And they're lucky enough to be able to play, and we took that away from them. I don't think that's right.
Their bodies only allow it for a certain amount of time on that level.
And somebody said, well, they worry about playing pros. That's such a few that get to go to the pros. I'm talking the kid who plays at Kearney State or Shadron or Peru State. He's doing it because he loves the game.
Mm-hmm.
And bureaucrats took it away from him. So anyway, I just don't understand it. They could have played with no fans in the stands, and they could have just...
A lot of the pro sports are doing that.
Yeah. So anyway, but that just goes back to this COVID thing. Anyway, but I can't change it.
Yeah.
I'm an elected official. Just some county appointee can make a lot more difference on what rights we have than we do... by our elected officials anymore, which I don't believe is the right thing to be doing. So, and that's who's making the decisions. People who aren't even elected. But I don't know what else to tell you. We're doing what we're doing. I talked about the vetoes last week. I could talk about property taxes. Folks, when don't expect... I fought it all the way. I'm not going to... On 1107... The plan was that we went into that we were going to do some true long-term property tax relief, how we funded our schools, but that didn't happen. If anybody tells you got property tax relief, let me put it in perspective for you. Big business, big corporations are going to get about $300 to $400 million a year in tax relief through the incentive program, the Imagine Act. Right now, corporations pay about $240 million in income taxes.
Okay.
They're getting about over half. That's what we collect. So they're getting over half. They'll get over half. So let's say there was $500 million or $550 million. They're going to get over half of it in returned in tax breaks. Meanwhile, they told us that, well, the property taxpayers are going to get $125 up to $600 million a year if everything goes through in 4 years. That sounds great, doesn't it? They get four, we get $600 million. Well, there's 218 businesses that so far that have gotten that split up about $1 billion in corporate tax cuts in the Advantage Act. So 218 on average businesses sign up for this statewide, and they get, what did I say, $300 million or so.
Yeah.
There's 700,000 to 800,000 property taxpayers in the state of Nebraska, and they pay $4.3 billion in property taxes. And we're going to get $125 million a year for the next 4 years, up to $600 between the property tax credit fund and the new income tax credit. So now you divide that out, and you tell me how much property tax relief we got in perspective.
Yeah.
It was not much, and everybody owns an acreage, which I've said a couple times on the show here, got a $24,000 at least increase in their valuations beyond the acre underneath their property, their home, and that's at least around a $500 tax increase, and you might get $80 to $100 of property tax relief. So your taxes went up $500, and you're going to get $90 back. And we just folded too soon. The people that were in the room that were supposed to be supporting rural Nebraska and property taxes. But it is what it is, so don't expect, live with it. The only way you're going to control property taxes, folks, is run for local boards and demand that the administrator that you have hired to run that entity is someone who understands budgets, understands cost controls, not somebody who throws money at stuff. We have too many of them, and we have too many head nodders sitting on boards going along whatever the administration says. You've got to say no. You have to say no. It looks like the city's in the right direction, going in the right direction with their taxes. The county, I'll have to withhold my opinion on that one until I see their budget. The school, you know, I read where they claim they cut spending, but they didn't. They're losing so many students from option enrollment. There's over, what is it, at least 20%, or about right at 20% of their students are optioning out into Maxwell and Hershey and Stapleton and other places that their budget should be cut. They're not educating near the children they used to. They shouldn't have near the employees, and administrators shouldn't be paid near as much as they're no longer really a top Class A school, and the salary should mirror more what's going on the Class B size schools. But so I don't actually, I think they've increased spending per student, which is a number you should look at.
Right.
But you're going to have to get involved, folks. Run for office. We have some good candidates for the school board and for the city council and Donna Tryon and Mark Woods. They've got the right attitude. On the NRD board, they got a couple there too, with Ryan Sellers and Ken Anderson. Those folks are really good fiscal conservatives and care about individuals and your pocketbook that are running. There's one or two on the school board, election two. I'll have to look at that and give you an idea who I would vote for next week. And I will remind you, maybe that's good or bad that I'm telling folks who are the good candidates, but you got to pay attention, and it's who you put on those boards. Don't look at nice. I was just telling...
we had a good conversation
before
about
this
nice.
About nice. Somebody told me, one of my fellow senators who will vote for Biden and Harris, and how nice they were. And I said, show me nice in the Bible. I'll show you kind, but show me nice. I said, do you think Satan was nice when he talked to Adam and Eve into taking a piece of that apple? He had a heck of a deal for him. I think he was probably nice. So watch nice, and don't look at nice. Look at the facts of what the person stands for and what direction you want your local taxing entities to go. But anyway, it's we're hurting, you know, with property taxes. It's affecting our citizens. It's affecting our population base. Another issue, I'm glad the governor's South Dakota turned it down, the extension on the unemployment benefits, where the feds dropped it from $600 additional money a week to $400, but the states are expected to throw in $200. South Dakota turned it down, and the other state who hasn't, Governor Ricketts has just not signed on to it. Reality is, it's too lucrative those numbers were based on the cost of living in New York and California, where Nancy Pelosi lives. It's too lucrative for Nebraska. Just drive around, folks. Look in the windows of the convenience stores and the fast food restaurants, and there's a construction site up here with a billboard size help wanted ad out front of it. Stopped at a Casey's store in Ogallala. We were headed to watch my granddaughter play softball, and the poor lady in there, the manager, was beside herself. She told me she couldn't find help. Nobody was willing to work. The unemployment benefits were better than what she could afford to pay. And we're seeing that across the country in low cost of living states. So there is a cause and effect to what government does and how it affects an economy. And right now, the unemployment benefits are a part of our safety net, but they don't need to be so lucrative that you can sit on your butt and not work. But I thank the governor for his stance so far. I don't know if the pressure will get to him, but we need people back working. when you're working, you're not tearing down statues or causing mischief. You feel better about yourself and makes for a better society. But so far, the governor hasn't signed it, so agreed to part of the program. Otherwise, what else are you hearing?
Well, Senator Groney, we know the governor has stood strong. There's been some senators making the request to have a special session down at the unicameral. The governor says he's not going to convene senators. So I believe the way it works now is that group of senators has to get, is it 33 on board?
Yes.
And I don't imagine that those individuals have contacted you.
No.
I think everybody and their dog knows where you stand on that special session.
Well, it's a socialist manifest is what that is, if you read their reasoning for it. Every one of them would vote for Biden and Harris. They're just radicals, but they're really nice people, too.
And there you go, nice. nice again.
But they... I don't know, folks, who were some of the people who were getting into the legislature would scare you. They would be, if they got in Washington, they would make AOC look mild, and they're in our legislature in Lincoln. But then I fought them, and they're not nice to me. But anyway, because I don't fall for the soft talk and the...
I like the analogy that, you know, child molesters are nice when they're looking for their next prey.
There is no child who doesn't trust an individual who's first nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
So beware of that adjective nice, and please don't call me nice. Call me kind. Call me...
Well, I can call you some other things.
Yes. Call me what you want. It's just like I tell my good friends, I said, when they call me senator, I said, don't call me senator. Call me salesman. It's more respectable. But anyway... you got to laugh or you cry, you know, that old saying, too.
Yeah.
But no, that's not going to go anywhere. It's just... all they're doing is trying to grab the headlines...
Who was it?
Those 11 senators. And
mm-hmm. Which one of the senators was it? They said, yeah, well, you know, we'll do this, but it probably won't go anywhere.
It's grabbing the headlines. You just had a radio personality talk about it.
Yep.
And that's not wrong, but that's what they're trying to do.
Oh, yeah, it's big news, and that's what they want. Yeah. They want to be talked about.
They want to be looked upon as the downtrodden, you know. They're trying to do good, but nobody will let them.
Well, in the press. I mean... I'll give you an example. I had a run-in with one of those nice senators. This you all know, while I was speaking, it was on the abortion bill. This senator stood up and advocated for killing babies when they were 6 months old or older in their mother's womb. Mm-hmm. All right. I stand up and take her on because she compared her the rights of her homosexual son. That he would rather not live if he knew he could get fired from his job, and that just set me off. I think when you give somebody a choice between life or death, that they're not worried about their sex life in the future. But anyway, so she was heckling me on the mic, all right? So I told her to shut up on the mic. That made the headlines. Not that this lady was standing up advocating killing babies in the womb. And what would you think would be the more outlandish and hateful language used?
Well,
so
and not,
that's what's wrong with our society.
Yes. Well, not to mention, I don't understand what her personal life has to do with that issue either. Her family member's sexual orientation has nothing to do with the topic that was at hand, in my opinion,
no.
too. And I think people are forgetting that as well.
That's what they do. They distract.
Yeah, it's a distraction and a smoke screen to get you thinking about something else while they do an end run over here. I always look at what they title things when they have a new bill or a new program. The titles they give them are all, you know, they look fluffy. They're, you know, how could you be against this? But, well, there's underlying motives.
Well, we're helping people. We're helping
and
making them more reliant on us.
Now, we know one of those 11 senators, Senator Groney, is Senator Chambers. Hypothetically, if the 33 votes were gathered by the senators, does that mean that Ernie and all the other senators reconvene at the Capitol?
They're still senators till the new senator who we put
until they're elected.
No,
okay.
Until not.
Until
they're
next
sworn in.
Individual is elected and sworn in. Okay.
Sworn in the first day of the session when they're sworn in. The other individual is still a senator.
Okay.
Same with a president or U.S.
Okay.
Congress or anything else.
No different than the presidency.
There isn't a blank period in there when nobody holds the office. That might do the country better if we had some time. Blank periods when nobody was representing anybody. But no, he'll. That's what they're doing.
Always remember Mark Twain's comment.
Yeah. No person's or liberties are safe while the legislature is in session.
Yep.
But he was a smart man. We need some folks like that back in this country.
We use a lot of, I have a stack over here. My amazing stack of stuff over here, as we call it. But I've got a lot of Will Rogers and Mark Twain stuff in there.
But if you look at what they want to do, it's all socialism, period. And the governor did good by vetoing those six bills, and part of that is how irate they are because he did that. But another thing was Vargas's meat packer bill. I mean, made it sound like...
Oh, for the meat packing
plants. Yeah, and the reality was he tried to castigate, doubt and things on the meat packing industry, but they were in the blind just like everybody else about this COVID. And they reacted fast, got things fixed up, worked with the University of Nebraska Medical Center to set standards. And the cases aren't coming out of the meatpacking industry anymore. But they want to go back to day one. It's all the issues. They want to go back to day one and say how terrible it was on day one when meatpacking employees were being infected. They weren't dying because they were young. They went back home to their grandparents and infected them, and then they were dying because they had preconditions. But they do it on everything. They do it on slavery. To them, when they talk about the black and white dispute, racial disputes, they don't talk about how far we came and how our Constitution has taken us to the point we are. They go back to 1860 before the Civil War. And that's how they attack things. So just like the LGBT thing, they go back to when people used to, castigate them and throw them out and throw them out when they're out of their apartments and everything. That's long gone. That's long gone. They are. LGBT people are treated equally now. Nobody cares as long as you don't stick it in your face or try to tell you that you got to change your religion. But that's where they're at now. They want to change the Bible. But I don't care how you live your life as long as you show up for work.
Now, Senator Groney, I did talk to Congressman Smith a few weeks ago, and he said that he talked to you after the legislature had convened at the state capitol. What did you and the congressman converse about?
He wishes my microtiff bill would have been in place a couple years ago. He redid his house, an older house in Gehring, and said they'd triple his valuation. I mean, you put that effort in, you fix up a nice old home, and the government comes in and punishes you. But he really liked the bill. He thought, because it's a conservative bill. It's an incentive to the individual to do something instead of government doing it, because the other option that was in the legislature there to my fixing up older homes and thing was the properties was the land bank where cities buy the properties, and then the city government becomes a developer and with your tax dollars. So anyway, it was a good bill, and we just talked about what I said earlier. He had none of those radicals. Back then was the Democrats, and they're still there. Mike McDonald is one. Lathrop is one. I call them Kennedy Democrats. They care about the country. They're just trying to help the average person. But he didn't have these radicals like we have now. They want to destroy our country, attack our history. it's absolutely amazing. But when he was in the legislature, he had none of those. People used to work together, and I worked with Latrip on my discipline bill, McDonald on the.
You guys have a very good working relationship.
Yeah. And but I can't go where the rest of those want to go. But anyway, one thing about I'll talk about maybe next week more on my micro TIF. You need to get down to City Hall and talk to your city councilman because they're about ready to blight and substandard hundreds of acres out by the golf course that isn't blighted and isn't substandard that will eat up the 35% max of the city can be labeled as that, blighted and substandard because of age, not because it's totally wore down. It's just old infrastructure wore out and some old houses that need help.
What so, is there a minimum age in there in your bill?
60 years. But the regular TIF, it's 40 years. Remember that I made the homes even older than the businesses. All the businesses downtown here basically would qualify. They're all 60 years old. But that, and here's the other thing, you know, somebody brought up, you buy a house out there in a golf course on this so-called blighted substandard. The developer gets your taxes for the next 10 to 15 years. You buy the house, it's free market price. You buy that house, and you pay $5,000 taxes, and the base tax on the grassland out there was $300 on that acre or that lot. You pay $5,000. If you go buy an old house in a blighted area in the old part of town, and you fix it up if they blight in substandard area, and it's a $30,000 house or $50,000, it's more common for some of the burned out old houses or whatever. You're going to pay $1,000 taxes, but when you fix it up and you put $100,000 into it, you're going to pay $3,000. But you get that $2,000 back.
Yeah.
Not the developer who lives in Grand Island at Chief Industries or wherever he lives, probably Florida, or the one who lives in Denver. You put the money into it. You get your tax dollars back. These other housing TIFs, it goes to the developer. You pay it. You're a teacher. You come to the community. You want to support your schools. And you pay your taxes to your schools, it disappears to some developer, and you don't even help your school. But at least now you're living here, you're part of the community, you get your tax dollars back, and you improve the community.
Yeah.
That's what the micro TIF does. And it's the same thing with these downtown. By the way, that's if as far as I'm concerned, the present mayor and the city council, the greatest thing they've done is fix these streets downtown. I was in Hayes, Kansas again this week. Folks, it's the identity of your town is your old downtown. It's how you're rated. It's how people think of you. And Hayes has done a wonderful job on their downtown. So is Garden City, Kansas, Dodge City, Kearney. You start naming, but North Platte never did. We build on the interstate. So when fixing these streets up, just give a whole different impression about who this community is and what direction it wants to go. So I will praise them on finally getting these streets fixed. I kind of missed the one chip in the curb when my wife and I first visited North Platte about 30 years ago and went to the espresso shop was around then already. And there was a big chunk of concrete out in the curb. And up to about 3 months ago, it was still there, missing.
Piece of North Platte history for
it's
you.
It's gone. I mean, it was a historical chip out of the curb. But anyway, it's a wonderful improvement for the community.
Absolutely, it is.
I purposely drove down 6th Street the other day after they redid that section of road. That looks good,
yep.
And it drove good. You know, you can still hear the bricks underneath you,
yep.
But it's level, and they did a good job.
They did. The company's doing a good job, very efficient job, moving along quickly and getting it done.
Now, we do have to wrap up, Mike, but we'll look forward to seeing you again next week. We'll talk a little bit about your micro TIF bill and maybe hit on the medical marijuana ballot initiative a little bit next week, too, if that's all right with you.
Yes.
Don't sound too excited.
Yeah, we don't. Folks on the radio don't get to see the facial expression.
give me an email if you have some concerns. I've had some people email me here or call my office, and I haven't got back to them. My staff has been on vacation, some of them. because of, you know, we had the late session. And when they're back in, we'll do a little research and get back to you.
Okay, perfect. Senator Groney, we appreciate the time. We'll see you next Monday.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.